They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
Hi, this is Bobby Newman with this week's edition of Calling All Three-Year-Olds presented by Spendthrift Farm. A few interesting races for three-year-olds this past week. Last Saturday at Fairgrounds was highlighted by the Grade 3 LeCompte Stakes, 10 Derby points to the winner. A big field of 13 went to the post, and the Mark Cassie trainee Enforceable closed from far back to take the lead at the top of the stretch and win by a length and a half. He covered the mile in a 16th and 1:43.3, and will supposedly be pointed to the Risen Star Stakes at Fairgrounds on February 15th for his next start. About 4.5 hours before that, Blackberry Wine was super game, winning an allowance race. He took the lead early, was overtaken in the stretch, and then fought back to win by a length while covering the mile in a 16th in 1:43.1. That's about a half a second faster than the LeCompte Stakes later in the card. We should see Blackberry Wine in a stake next time out. Oaklawn Park held their opening day feature yesterday, the Smarty Jones Stakes. The track was muddy, but that certainly didn't bother the Steve Asmussen trainee, Gold Street. He popped the gate, went straight to the lead, and never looked back, wiring the field in the Smarty Jones and earning 10 very valuable Derby points with the victory. Well, no major Derby preps this weekend, but that all changes next week with the Robert F. Lewis at Santa Anita, the Withers at Aqueduct, and the Holy Bull at Gulfstream Park. So take a quick breath. The real fun's about to get started. I'll be back with this week's top five list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Lord Nelson, one of only three sprinters last decade to win three Grade Ones in a single year, along with champions Run Happy and Mitoli. His three consecutive Grade One victories included a stakes record performance in 1:07.3 in Del Mar's historic Bing Crosby Stakes.
Lord Nelson, a dominating performance, easy in the Bing Crosby.
An unrivaled blend of elite speed and pedigree. Lord Nelson, Pulpit's last great son. Look for his first yearling selling this summer. Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.
This week's top five list of Derby contenders looks like this. Number one is Independence Hall, in training at Tampa Bay Downs. Should be running February 8th in the Sam F. Davis or February 15th in the Risen Star at Fairgrounds for his next start. Number two, Maxfield. We haven't seen him since he scratched just prior to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He's supposed to resume training in Florida sometime this month. Number three remains Thousand Words, winner of the Grade 1 Los Al Futurity. Should see him February 1st in the Robert F. Lewis or March 7th in the San Felipe. Number four, Dennis's Moment. Unlucky to stumble badly at the start in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. I think we can throw that race right out. He is preparing in Florida for the Fountain of Youth on February 29th. And number five, Authentic. Undefeated, won the Grade 3 Sham Stakes by almost 8 lengths last time out. We should see him March 7th in the San Felipe or March 14th in the Rebel for his next start. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.